What's up? You're out with Mario Lopez. Joining me now from the Netflix show Glow, actress Jackie Tone. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, Mario. I'm so happy to be here. I've been saying I'm going to be on the radio with Mario Lopez all week and getting real made fun of for saying that.
Oh, I totally accept Mario.
Okay.
You're an East Coast girl, and it comes with the territory.
One friend even said, when I go, I'm going to be on with Mario Lopez, they said, is that the same as Mario Lopez?
Aww.
And I was like, you're looking for an elbow to the kidney, friend.
No, Mario back east, Mario around here. If you go to my neighborhood, it's Mario.
Oh, okay.
So I've been called many things.
And if you go to my neighborhood, it's Mario.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have you here. You play Melrose on Glow.
Yes.
A friend of mine turned me on to the show. I've got it all DVR'd right. It was an instant hit, it seemed. Like, it really came on the scene and created a lot of buzz. Were you surprised by the reaction?
Yes and no. I think I've been acting since I'm 9 and I'm in my 30s, and I've made a lot of things that we've thought people would be excited about. Like a pilot, let's say, that was like, oh, there's no question. It's got a time slot. It's going to be on 8 o'clock on Fridays. It's going to be a hit. And then you don't even get picked up.
Right.
So you never know. And like, I'm talking with incredible people each time. And this, it just gets to a point, I think, when you've been doing something long enough, you have your fingers crossed and you're really, I just got chills. You have your fingers crossed and you're really excited, but it's, you're afraid to be like, oh my God, I think we made a hit. I think we made a thing that everyone is undeniably going to love.
Which is really tough in this day and age, considering all the different platforms and programs that are out there.
Now, so it's hard to break through.
It really is. And you guys have done that.
But I guess, to answer your question, yes, I thought that was my feeling, but I was afraid to fully have it.
Right. No, yeah. I get it. And I love that you're a former child actor.
Oh my God.
I'm always pulling for former child actors because it's tough, as you know,
transition.
Did you always want to get into it? Did you fall into it?
A little bit of both. I always wanted to do it. I begged my mom from the time I think I was like 5 or 6. I just was constantly performing. My dad's a singer-songwriter. You know, both of my parents are phys ed teachers over there. They're retired. But my dad wanted to be a musician and sort of had to give up his dreams to raise us. And they sort of just infused directly into me.
Yeah.
And so he'd play the piano and I'd sing as a kid. And I always wanted to do this.
So it's in the blood.
It's in the blood. And then ultimately, when I was like 9, my mom had a friend named Aggie Gold of Fresh Faces Agency who worked in her house in Baldwin, Long Island.
Okay.
And Aggie, I just looked right down the barrel. I'm scared. And Aggie was like, you know, if Jackie maybe, you know, grows up a little, gets rid of her Long Island accent, because then it's hard. She can only work,
I love
you know,
the
New
Long
York.
Island accent.
Then I sort of went right into it and started auditioning right around then.
Look at that.
9 or 10.
And never looked back.
Mm-mm.
Are you still in New York? Is that still home?
No, I live here.
So you live
here? I live in Silver Lake.
How long have you been out here?
I've been out here forever. I mean, 15 years, like since I graduated from high school.
Okay.
So a really long time. Yeah, I've lived here like almost half my life.
Do you love it here now?
I do. You know, sometimes I just like go, oh God, you always have to look. You can't just walk around and just be a schlub. It's like in New York, you can sort of put on a potato sack and just be like, I'm going on the train. Leave me alone.
Right.
But I feel like in LA, there always has to be sort of a pop of lip and maybe a, you know, under eye, like bottom mascara.
I blame it on the weather because everybody's looking at you because the sun is shining so bright.
That,
it's like a
and also you're
you.
Not wearing as much clothing because it's
so then you got to keep it
the
dialed in
every day.
You can't layer, right?
No, exactly.
It's not like you can layer up and put
sort
jackets
of
on.
100% dialed in.
So what's going on with Melrose in season 2?
Melrose in season 1, you know, can I say wise ass? Beep it if I can't. All right. I'm getting a couple like half nods. All right. I'll do it. So as much as she's like, she's a real button pusher. But she's a real schemer. So she's got a lot of ideas. And in season 1, all those schemes and ideas were for the betterment of Melrose. Mm-hmm. But in season 2, I think she really understands that this thing is becoming a sisterhood that she didn't ask for.
Yeah.
And she begrudgingly has found herself some friends who she loves and who love her. And she uses that wise-assery and that scheming sort of almost business brain She's planning a lot of things. She sees what's happening. She sees that they have fans. Well, we better capitalize on this.
Yeah.
We got to have meet and greets. We got to print headshots. You better make little dolls. You know, so she has all these ideas of ways she can scheme, but that benefit everybody as opposed to the way she only did herself in season 1.
I loved Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling as a kid. You're too young to know this, but it actually, are you familiar with it?
I am.
It actually
because I
existed.
I watched not the whole thing because you can't get it now.
Yeah.
But I watched as much as I could take in
it
of that show before we shot.
Night. And it was, I was a big wrestling fan. Still am. Living vicariously through my kids now.
Yes.
So there were so many great characters back then. Fabulous Moolah from old school from back in the day. How are your wrestling skills?
It's really empowering and exciting. I think a lot of people think that we have stunt girls and we have stand-ins and stuff. I mean, we do, but we do all our own stunts. We do all the wrestling.
Did you have to go to school for it?
Yes. So for 4 weeks before season one and then another 4 weeks before season two.
Fun.
We had Chavo Guerrero.
Yes.
He's incredible. Never once did he make any of us feel silly or small or foolish or like we couldn't do it. It was only ever completely possible from the very beginning.
Nice.
Which is so exciting.
It's choreography at the end of the day.
Oh, 100%. It's choreography. But you also need to... For a lot of us, there was more focus on taking care of your partner than taking care of yourself because if everyone's taking care of the other person, then everyone's taken care of.
Right, exactly.
And so, so we had Chavo train with us for the first 4 weeks before both seasons.
Do you have a move?
Yeah, you know, I think my favorite is the surprise move because I'm little. And my character, they didn't think that, like, you know, it wouldn't be obvious that like one of the smaller girls would like body slam somebody.
Right.
But they were teaching some of the taller girls, some of the bigger girls how to do it. And one of the trainers was like, something happened to you over the break. Like, I feel like you like got this in a new way. Do you want to give it a try? And I was like, nah, I don't know. And then she goes, all right. I mean, think you could do it. And sort of walked away. This is our trainer, Helena. And then I was like, okay, yeah. And then I just like jumped up and she taught me and then I just picked her up and just slammed her on the mat.
Damn it, I wish we had carpet. I'd have you body slam me right now.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
Floor, though,
I can do it.
Rough.
I know exactly,
you know what?
How to get in.
There is carpet in the hallway.
Is like that real, not real carpet. I'm talking like 70s plush carpet.
Yeah,
like back
or
in
like,
the day.
And
you
want to
travel back in time.
Yeah. Or a mat.
I want to be body slammed so bad by you. I want to go in a time machine. Okay. Feels like a long way to go.
You're versatile too. You're also a singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm assuming from Pops.
Yes, from my pops. I get the jokes, the nonstop jokes, which I get can be exhausting from my mom, and the singer-songwriting music aspect from my dad.
And you have a new EP, right?
I do. It's called Power Fox.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. How would you
describe the sound?
I would say it's like anthemic pop music that almost sounds like it should be at the end of a movie or like played during the Olympics. Oh. I don't know why that happened.
That's
inspired by Paul Simon at the time. And it's lots of harmonies and lots of like world drums. And I just was feeling it. And I'd always really made just me and a guitar stuff in the past.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I'm going to do this. And it's going to be put out under Power Fox.
Oh, look at that.
So that's like the name of the, thanks. It's the name of the album and sort of the name of the artist project.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's not quite under my name.
Right.
We have a clip.
Oh, let's hear it.
What?
Yes. You could sing.
Oh,
all right.
Thanks.
Look at you.
Thank you.
Well, here's another fun fact.
It'd be really bad if she couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If it was all Paris Hilton sounding like, wow.
I wrote you a song on with Mario Lopez, just crying. And you guys all have to be like, she's dope. Like, I came all this way.
Well, no. I mean, legit, because you were on Idol back in 2008. That's
yes,
a fun fact right
it's
there.
It's crazy.
How'd you like that experience?
It was nuts. Man, it was exactly, I guess it's not exactly as it looks. It's 1,000,000,000,000 times crazier than it looks. Because before I met the judges, there was 108,000 people tried out that season. And you have to remember, at that time when Idol was on, it was in 30 million homes a week.
Right.
There was no Netflix.
That was its peak.
There was no streaming. This was like what people watched on whatever night it was, Thursday call it, was American Idol.
Right.
And so if you did okay on that show, there was an enormous, like now you can be on a hit show, but there's so much content that the viewership is spread so thin.
Right.
So this was a bit of a crazy time.
Do you watch the reboot?
I haven't seen it yet. I got to.
Good for you though, that you've been able to be so versatile and open to doing things. Cause like I said, as a kid and growing up in it, you can get discouraged. Cause as you know, it's very tough. But the fact that you've been able to do so many things and still
persist,
that's awesome.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Thanks. I really appreciate that. You know, when it's interesting, people always ask, they go like, Well, because I was working. I started when I was 9, and then I'd been acting. By the time I tried out for Idol, I think I was like 26 or 27, and I had been acting so long that I'd been through so many ups and downs and pilots and development deals and such close calls, and it's going to be you, and then it's not. It's someone else, and it's going to be, I mean, hundreds of times that Idol came along, and I was like, I just think I want to just relax and make music for a second. Relax and make music. It was as hard. It was as hard or harder.
Right,
it was
insane. Right.
I was starting from scratch in my mid-20s. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then I got on the show.
That's awesome.
So then I toured for a while. And
look at that.
Then I sort of started doing stand-up. In my early 30s, I started, like, at 30 or 31, I started, like, doing stand-up again.
Look at that.
And back into comedy and back into acting.
Which leads me into my next question. You were in the movie A Futile and Stupid Gesture, and you played the iconic Gilda Radner. That is awesome.
Thank you so much.
So that had to be fun, but at the same time, I imagine a little bit of pressure playing a legend.
Yes, both. So when I was a kid, as I said, I've been wired to do this forever. So when people ask me, like, how do you do it when even when you're not successful? It's like, well, I have no other skills. Right. First of all, so I don't know what you.
What else am I going to do?
What am I going to do? I'll just be out here doing it for no one, like just like like on Third right. Street, just doing jazz hands. But so with the Gilda thing, I had her SNL Greatest Hits VHS tape. I think it was like a 1986 VHS tape. Uh-huh. I played it constantly in a TV VCR in my bedroom. I played it constantly. I already knew all her characters.
Yeah.
I already was doing like, Mom, get out of here, Todd. Like I was already doing, repeating Gilda, but it was like, what are you going to do with that? I'm not going to try out for SNL with Gilda's characters. She did that already.
Right.
So my whole life I was just like living for Joan Rivers and Bette Midler and Gilda Radner. And this audition came along and I was like, oh wait, so just do what was like already in the bank.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And I just like went in and I parted my hair in the middle and I put on bell bottoms and I was like, I'm Gilda Radner and this is Saturday Night Live.
That's
and then
awesome.
They were just like, oh, whoa. And then it happened.
Because
we have the same speaking voice. It's just that she's from Detroit. So we have the same like grit, like something stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
But her voice is just more in the back of her throat. She's got like this tiny, this thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Look, I heard that right there. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Yep.
Go to karaoke song.
I just did it. Holding out for a hero till the end of the
Ooh,
night.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. That's 80s, Frasier.
Why can't I not think? You can't think of it either.
I just, what do you mean? I could
thought, what's
I
it, what's it the song?
Holding out for a hero. What's the name
who
it?
Sings it?
Okay, well, now you're going to make me think.
Who? Footloose. It's on
no,
the Footloose soundtrack.
It's on the album Footloose.
It's on the Footloose soundtrack.
It's not Footloose.
No,
the group.
No, it's on
you
the
said
Footloose soundtrack.
Like it was a group.
No, I know what Footloose
who
is.
Who is it, by the way? And you gotta be strong. Who is it?
You gotta be strong and you gotta be fast and you gotta
I did a dance to it in Kids Incorporated.
Wow.
Dressed as a superhero.
Nice.
Yes, of course you did.
We gotta find that video.
Damn it, who's the... Oh, shut up.
It's almost... You guys, we're talking about who sings that song as though Google doesn't exist. I'm concerned about
it. I have a computer right in front of me. And phone.
I was noticing you weren't
My
using it.
My crack staff producer doesn't
I was like, wow,
it's much more fun
that?
If we try to guess.
Looking it up, we'll continue. Last movie you saw in theaters.
I don't even remember.
Right?
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler.
I knew
that's
that
the last movie I saw in theaters. Bonnie Tyler. Thanks so much for having me. Wait, what was the last movie I saw in theaters? Thaw in Cedars. Oh, no, that's making me panic. Wait, I can't just leave you hanging. I genuinely don't know.
I couldn't tell you the last movie I saw
in
theaters.
Oh, I'm so glad.
That I like wanted to see that I didn't have to see
that
for
you like
work.
Went and paid for
exactly
that, yeah.
That I didn't have to see for work or that I didn't take my kids to see
I
right
genuinely...
like Incredibles which by the way
when we
incredible.
Saw King Kong
pardon oh, me actually yeah was it when we saw King Kong that was like 2 years ago
that's embarrassing if it's King Kong
it's terrible
damn
that's terrible
the last
film.
One but...
that actually
might
yeah.
be the last one.
Oh, I know. Twins. Just kidding. Yes. A small movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito. Yes, I remember now.
It's a great film,
it,
by the way.
I, dude, I honestly...
There's so much TV,
I
can't
know.
Tell you.
I truly wow. don't know. I can't even think of a ticket stub in my hand. Who am I?
Gun to head, if your life depended on it, what song could you recite without messing up one word?
Ooh.
I just made that up right.
Happy birthday.
That's a great question. Oh, happy birthday is a great answer.
I'm going with A, B, C, D,
I'd probably mess up happy birthday.
No, and, then, and then you're like, M-L-N-O-P. Damn it. Damn it. Wait a minute. I feel like there's quite a few, but let me think.
Gun to the head, though.
Okay, gun to the head.
I got very aggressive
gun
on you.
Gun to the head, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by Carole King.
Really?
Yeah, because I cover it on piano and guitar.
Okay,
so that's like that's a cheat one where I'm like...
No, that's not cheating.
Yeah.
That totally counts.
That's actually the answer to the question. The opposite of cheating.
Nickname growing up?
Well, my dad has never called me my name ever, one time ever.
What's he called you?
Everything else. Julie Gonduli.
Okay.
Yeah, he calls my brother's name is Brian. He's always been Buddy or Buffalo Keflex. And my big brother, thank you. And my big brother Scott has always been like Skippy or Skipper James.
No JT?
No, a little bit of JT, a little bit of Jax. I mean, mostly just Jackie. I mean, I think they probably called me Wacky Jackie or Cracky Jackie. Oh, on Glow, on Glow, they call me Jokey Tone instead of Jackie Tone, which is nice.
Okay, you have a plethora.
Yeah.
Go to late night snack.
Oh, God, so many. I love strawberry mochi. It's really good. Also, I'll eat all the pretzels. Don't put the pretzels near me. Always hot pretzels, stick pretzels,
chocolate covered,
dark chocolate covered skinny ones from Trader Joe's, those flats. Those are good. Now I got too excited.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, the first name that came to mind, which is so funny, I do not know why, was Jesse Bradford. Do you even know that dude?
Who?
He was Swim Fan, but before that, he was in that cheerleading movie with Kirsten Dunst.
And Bring It On?
Yep. And he was like the sort of hot neighbor kind of guy. I always loved the hot neighbor bad boy. I mean, when I was really young, I loved Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World.
Best name ever.
Amazing. I mean, look, are we not, when you ask this question, it's not just obvious that everybody just says Mario Lopez because everyone, it's true. When I, so Saved sweet. By the Bell, it's like AC Slater.
That's why we put it in there.
Honestly, I feel like hypnotized and I wasn't embarrassed, I probably would have said AC Slater.
We do get you occasionally, but we don't get it a ton.
We get Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
We get JTT a lot.
JTT wasn't my jam because I was more into he was too... pretty boy. Like, you were the bad boy. Ryder Strong was the bad boy. Jesse Bradford was... I always was into the bad boy.
Okay, you got good taste.
This is definitely the first time we got Jesse Bradford.
Yes, it's our first Jesse Bradford.
I don't know why that came to my head. Maybe because I saw him at a coffee shop the other day?
Maybe. Well, season 2 of Glow is out now on Netflix. You can follow her on Twitter at Jackie Tone. Cracky Jackie, thank you so much for coming. Please come back and visit.
Thank you so much, Mario Lopez. Mario!
Mario!
Thank you! On with Mario Lopez.